Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
New York's Fan, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan. WFAN, New York.
11:42 here on this Tuesday evening. Final a couple of minutes of JJ After Dark. And what a crazy, chaotic night in college basketball. And it's going to be a great day tomorrow. Great weekend all around. And to help us make some sense of it all, it's my main man from the New York Post who's becoming an expert on bracketology. Maybe he's going to have a PhD in bracketology, the great Zach Braziller. What's up, ZB?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
ZB, I feel like I got a new lease on life, baby, with the Cuse. They win tomorrow against Clemson. I'm going to start dreaming, baby. Just saying.
Hey, every day that a bubble team doesn't play, they help themselves. I mean, it's amazing. Every day you see these teams lose. You know, Seton Hall hasn't played a game since last Wednesday, and they've you know, somehow remained in the mix here despite their struggles because every single one of these teams keeps losing.
Okay, Zach, Seton Hall, huge game tomorrow against UConn. I think it's a must if they want to be a tournament team. Are they okay if they split these next two, or do they need this UConn win because of what it means? Fellow bubble team, UConn trending in the right direction. This is obviously a more important game than the St. John's game, correct?
Yeah, because St. John's, you know, is on the road, and we all know road games and home games are different, and you know how they're weighed with the net and everything. Yeah, that, you know, if they lose this game, do they still make the tournament? Yeah, but they would have to do some major damage to the Big East tournament. This is a game they really need to win. I was a little surprised when the line opened at Seton Hall by one. I think it's now moved to UConn by one. But I think most people expect UConn is considered the favorite in this game. I got this weird feeling about Seton Hall, though. You know, in the last 5 years, so whenever they've had to win a game in a big spot, they've usually found a way. So I'm last week at this time, I was thinking UConn's going to roll them. Now I'm kind of thinking, you know, I think Seton Hall might maybe could find some magic here.
Well, and if you look at the way the line has moved now, Zach, UConn is a 1.5-point favorite. So a whole lot of public money coming in on the Huskies. And I can understand why. Book night, they've played good basketball, starting to trend in the right direction. They've moved off that bubble. They're in good shape. Now, a team that's moved on the bubble, as far as I'm concerned, is Rutgers. Now, Rutgers, listen, the wins they have, including the one against Illinois today, is gigantic. And Rutgers in December, Zach, they were a top 10 team. They had wins over Illinois, at Maryland, home against Syracuse. They are proving to be very valuable now because, let's be honest, Zach, January, February, Rutgers has beaten nobody, dude.
They haven't beaten a good team since Purdue at the Rack in December. I mean, what saved Rutgers is the soft underbelly of this Big Ten. And look, the league is good, but the bottom half of this league is not. Is so overrated. Illinois, you know, Indiana and Minnesota and Northwestern. And I know Nebraska, you know, took Rutgers to the woodshed, but they're obviously not a very good team. You know, there's this thought that the league could get 10, 11 teams. I think they're getting 8. In my opinion, I don't think Michigan State's a tournament team. I don't think Indiana or Minnesota. And Rutgers really cleaned up against these underwhelming teams. You know, that's kind of why they're in the tournament right now, is because they really haven't lost any games they should have lost to, except for Nebraska. But yeah, look, if they lose Saturday to Minnesota, Rutgers is going to have to start getting nervous, I think.
Now, if they end up losing, Zach, and I know a lot of this can change because there's so many more Big Ten games played Thursday and then over the weekend, where are they profiling as far as who that first team they'd play in the Big Ten tournament? Do you know yet?
Last I saw it was Indiana in a 7-10 game.
They can't lose to Indiana, dude. Cannot lose to Indiana. Indiana stinks. They are horrendous.
So, I mean, you saw that game at the Rack where Rutgers was down. I forget the score exactly, but they were down double figures early. And then Rutgers came back and won the game going away. Indiana is so soft. It's, you know, the fact that they're even considered still on the bubble just shows you how bad the bubble is. Look, I'm sure Rutgers would love Indiana in the first round of the Big Ten. To me, Rutgers needs one win. It could be Minnesota. It could be the first round of the Big Ten, but they cannot lose their last two games. They lose these last two. They're 13-12 overall, and I don't think the committee's taking a team that's that close to 500. Rutgers doesn't really have any bad losses. They have, you know, 4 quadruple one wins, but if they get to that point, if they get one game over 500, I think they actually could be in real trouble.
Zach, could you imagine Rutgers loses to Minnesota this weekend, and then you have a Michigan State-Rutgers game potentially in that 8-9 matchup? If indeed it shakes out that way, that would be insanity.
That would be
a bubble game. As far as I'm concerned, Zach, if they got Rutgers, Michigan State in an 8-9, and Rutgers loses to Minnesota, I think the loser's out.
I think there's a good chance of that. In a normal season, usually teams have to be at least 4 or 5 games over 500. So this season's a little different. To me, you got to be at least 2 or 3 over 500 if you want to get in. And I think that's an issue for Duke right now, where Duke is now just one game over 500. You know, the teams that have won the most games are going to get that benefit of the doubt over the teams that are kind of hovering around 500. And that, to me, is why Rutgers has to win Saturday. Minnesota's been a mess lately. I know Rutgers hasn't played well, but you can't lose this game on Saturday. Minnesota's got injury issues. You know, they're coming off some brutal performances. Rutgers has to win Saturday. They can't lose this game. You know, right now, Nebraska's actually playing well. They won some good games here. Minnesota has been a complete disaster the last few weeks.
I'm looking at the ACC now. Is that a must for Duke Saturday if they want to have any hope, aside from just, like, running the table in the ACC tournament? They kind of got to beat Carolina at Carolina, no?
Well, yeah, because they lose that game, they're at 500.
So they'd be 9-9 and 11-11. They better be out of that first 4 out if they lose that game Saturday night, Zach, or I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, the joke is every Duke loss and ESPN puts them further into the bracket. So,
you're not wrong about that. I mean, it's absolute insanity. It's insanity. But I'll tell you a team that's impressed me. Georgia Tech's pretty good, Zach. I know they melted down the stretch and let Duke tie this game up. They got size, and Alvarado's been there forever. They're a team I think can profile of winning maybe a game, if two, with the right draw in the right bracket. I like Georgia Tech, dude.
Yeah, I think that was a nice win today. And Alvarado was great, and they found a way to win that game in overtime despite, you know, choking that 8-point lead. You know, right now I think they're getting there, you know. They could win another game here and, you know, win a game or two in the ACC tournament. They could be like a solid 9 or 10 seed. I like their team, you know. Give Pastor credit, you know. People love to rip him, be included, but he's done a good job when you consider the pauses they've dealt with and, you know, and some of what this season's been like. I mean, he's done a good job there. They've had a nice season, and, you know, making the tournament there would be big for them.
Zach Brazier of the New York Post talking some college hoops as we say goodbye here on The Fan. Okay, Zach, is it fair to say now 3 of the 4 1 seeds are locks? Gonzaga, Michigan, Baylor.
Yeah, even though Michigan lost tonight, I think so. I do.
I think they've done enough. I mean, they were. Let's be honest, dude. They were due for one of these games, man. They've gone through this stretch of just smoking everybody. They were due for a clunker.
I'll tell you. I think Illinois is getting closer now to being a lock for a number one seed. Like,
well, I ask you this, Zach. If they don't give it to Illinois, and I agree with you, I think Illinois should be the 4th-1 seed. Who else would be getting that final spot?
Yeah, I think Ohio State's played its way out of that spot with losing 3 in a row. I think right now you really have to consider Illinois for that spot. You know, if West Virginia would have beat Baylor today, I think maybe they would have started to be making an argument for themselves. But right now, I think you're looking at 2 Big Ten teams as number one seeds, barring, you know, Illinois losing this game and their next game and then the first game of the Big Ten tournament, something crazy like that. As long as, you know, Illinois, Michigan, either one of those teams just falls apart here, I think those are your two other number one seeds.
And I guess the secret is out on Cade Cunningham. Not that, you know, I'm breaking any ground or breaking any news on this, but my goodness, not only can he ball out and he's going to be the number one pick in the draft, that Okie State team, Zach, that ain't a one-man show, dude. I watched them a lot over the weekend. I watched their game after Syracuse on Monday night. That team can play.
Brooklyn guy is the head coach, Mike Boynton. Yeah, they've been really good of late. Obviously, sweeping Oklahoma is big time. I had my weekly column on Monday saying, hopefully the infractions committee doesn't come back here and rule on their appeal and they get to play in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, that's not, Zach, don't tell me that's going to happen. You're telling me now they could come out a week before the tournament and hammer those kids? That would be a disgrace, dude.
I mean, they could. You've heard really nothing about it, so I don't think it'll happen. And look, the Oklahoma State coach was not the head coach when this stuff happened. Lamont Evans, the assistant involved in the corruption case, was only there for 1 year. This isn't like Arizona, LSU, or Kansas, where, you know, the head coaches were there, where the assistants were there a long time, where the head coaches had basically thrown everyone under the bus and haven't cooperated with the NCAA. Oklahoma State's done everything right here. This kid has done everything right. They deserve to play in the tournament, unlike, you know, LSU, Kansas, and obviously Arizona, who did the whole self-ban, you know, fiasco.
Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Big East. Better chance again in the second weekend right now. Creighton, Villanova.
Creighton.
Wow, you're now, down on Villanova right now. Is that fair to say?
I don't see a big time next level talent. I know people love to say Jeremiah Robinson Earl is a first round pick. I don't understand what league they're talking about because he's slow, he's unathletic. I just personally do not see him as a long time NBA player. You watch this team against athletic guards, they really struggle. They struggled against Creighton. They struggled that game against St. John's. They struggled even against Butler. Look, they have a really good record, no question. They're going to be probably a 3 or 4 seed. To me, this looks like a classic Villanova team that loses in the second round with their threes don't fall. Creighton obviously has their own issues now with the coach and the racially insensitive remark he made. So that they're by no means, heading into March, in a good spot here. But I just think they have much more talent. They can go big. They have a terrific shooting team. Mark Zagorowski is one of the best point guards in the country. I like Creighton a lot more than Villanova going to this tournament.
Zach, final one, and appreciate the time as always. If this final week of the regular season is going to be a sign of things to come, for what we're going to get next week, dude, we're going to have a whole lot of insanity. That's just the sense I get. Feel like it's a weird year. I feel like we're going to have a wacky outcome or two in one of these conference tournaments. That's just my gut feel.
I'm just thrilled that it's March and we're not concerned about not having a postseason. I mean, I remember last year at this time, I was a little apprehensive, with what was going on in the world and with the virus and, the worst fears were realized. So look, it's not going to be a typical March. We all know that. But hey, it's going to be a March, which after not having last year, we really need it. I'm thrilled to have it. I'm going to be at the Garden next week for the Big East tournament. I think I agree with you. I think the conference tournaments could be have some upheaval. I think the first weekend of the NCAA tournament is going to be great because I think it's really top heavy, but I think 10 through like 40, there's really not that much of a difference. So while the 1 and 2s might be okay, I think you're going to see a ton of 3 through 6 seeds lose in that first weekend, which, you know, should make for a lot of fun.
And Zach, let's be honest, it's more fun when Syracuse is on the bubble. Just saying.
Better win
it's a traditional like any other, baby.
Better win tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, listen, not going to be an easy game, but they are favored for what it's worth. They are favored against Clemson, so we shall see. Zach, thank you for staying up late. I'm sure we will chat next week. Enjoy all the basketball, amigo, okay?
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
They have it. That's our pal, Zach Braziller of the New York Post.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.